Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray on with the Live 88.5 Startup.
Good morning.
All right. How did you like the Honda Accord?
Well, this was the Honda Accord Coupe, of course. I had the sedan a little while ago, and since then, the sedan has been named the Canadian Car of the Year from the Ajax Test Fest from last fall.
Right.
And I think it's a decent choice. Now, this is the two-door version, and the Coupe I had a couple of months ago, you probably remember, it had a continuously variable transmission, and it had the four-cylinder engine.
Right.
Now, this one is actually the V6 engine, and it's a six-speed manual transmission. And for that, I really like that.
Wow.
The engine is just it's a beauty. I mean, it's 278 horsepower, 252 foot-pounds of torque. You step on the gas thing, and this thing really goes.
Yeah,
it's really nice. It's fun to drive. My only real problem with it as far as engine transmission goes is the six-speed manual. Honda usually makes fantastic transmissions, and actually the transmission itself, the way it shifts, mm-hmm. is just fine. But I find the clutch is kind of like an on-off switch. As soon as you start lifting out the clutch, you know, you're either in stall mode or you're gone. And I kind of like to have a little more play there.
Yeah.
That's something you'd get used to over a while. I mean, I've only had it for a few days, and I do find I'm shifting it better than I was when I got it. So, you know, I guess as far as complaints goes, that's probably not the largest complaint you can have.
Right. Now, this is you said the six-cylinder. How is the gas mileage on that thing?
Well, it's about what you're going to expect from a six, you know. I mean, I never get the gas mileage I'm supposed to, but it actually, you're probably getting 20 miles per gallon, 25 miles per gallon, which is not bad.
Right.
It's 10 liters per 100 kilometers.
Right.
Okay. That would be city. Highway 6.1, combined 8.2. So, you know, I mean, it's competitive. Strangely enough, you get worse gas mileage with the manual, and usually it's the other way around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's 11.5 city with the manual.
And as far as pricing of this vehicle and what it compares to, how does it stack up?
Well, it starts at around $26,290, which is not bad. I mean, it has to go against, there aren't a lot of other coupes, you know, in this range. I guess you could talk about the Audi A5, but that's really another level above. You're probably looking at $60,000 for that thing.
The Nissan people make the a coupe with the Altima, I think, as well.
That's true, they do. That would also be a good competitor to this. Well, maybe I should rephrase that. It would also be a competitor to this. I don't think it's in the same league, really. Oh. And of course, with the Nissan, I'm not sure if you can get a manual transmission with it, and if you can't, then you're stuck with the CVT, and they're loud and whining in the Nissan line.
All right. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, who also got a chance to try out a Mazda 6. We'll talk about that in just a bit. It's the Startup on Live 88.5.
Right now it's cold, minus 11, minus 22 with a wind chill in Ottawa.
And Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, just did a review on the Accord Coupe, which he seemed to like. We've got him Skyping in this morning. You can also find his written reviews at live885.com. Click on Startup. And Jim, tell us about the Mazda 6 you had for a while.
Well, you might have seen this one on TV. They have a new commercial on with this red Mazda 6 skipping around behind a cellist and some other violin player or something. It's adding some more violence to television.
Violence.
Anyway, this is...
How long have you been
this
saving
is the
that
2014.
One?
2014. Oh, let's see. How long we've been doing this?
All right, so it's the 2014 Mazda 6.
2014 Mazda 6. It's brand new. It has... there's a lot this car has in common with the CX-5 SUV that we talked about a few weeks back. It has what appears to be the same engine. It's a 2.5-liter four-cylinder, and puts out 184 horsepower and 185 foot-pounds, direct injected. That is, it's adequate. Okay.
Right.
I love this car. This is the only engine choice that they offer, and I think that's a mistake on the part of Mazda. I would love to see them offer either a turbo version or put a V6 in it, because this car is just such a delight to drive. And while it has technically enough power, I mean, I would love to see this going head to head against the Honda Accord V6.
Yeah.
But they don't offer one. So, but you know, it's a much nicer car to drive.
No kidding.
It's just beautiful. Okay. It's wonderful to sit in. Now, it had a 6-speed automatic transmission with the paddle shifters, and it did a really nice job. I had a ball with this car. I've always liked the Mazda 6, but I think this one is my favorite yet, even with that engine.
No kidding. Okay. So the interior, as far as technology that's in the car, is it pretty decent?
Yeah, it has everything you need. It's very straightforward, very simple to use. The cell phone pairing is child's play. It has a decent voice recognition system, a touchscreen. They've even put a little cursor control thing down on the center console, which kind of like the BMW, you know, their iDrive thing. And it's really kind of redundant there. They don't really need it because pretty well everything on that is either repeated on the dashboard around the touchscreen right. or on the steering wheel mounted control. So, I mean, it's redundant. So I guess if one breaks, the other one should work. But anyway, I mean, it's there. It works fine. It's just not needed. And it takes your hands off the wheel.
All right. And the price of this vehicle is what?
This one starts at $24,495, which I think is a pretty decent entry-level price. My test car had obviously a lot of options on it because it was $34,495, mm-hmm. and I still think that's a reasonable price for this. I will be perfectly honest with you. I drove the BMW 3 Series a couple of months ago, and no, it was all-wheel drive. Mazda does not offer all-wheel drive. It's just front-wheel drive, and right. there's maybe something else they could do. But other than that, you know, driving this or the 3 Series BMW, I'd save the $20,000 to buy the Mazda.
Wow. No kidding.
No.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to get struck by lightning, but you know, it's a really nice car.
Cool. Jim Breyer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find written reports at live88.5.com and then click on our startup picture. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
Roads are slippery. This